You're listening to the Running Around Charlotte podcast, presented by the Novant Health Charlotte Marathon. One day, five events, with a race day distance for every goal and pace. Find out more or register at runcharlotte.com. The Running Around Charlotte podcast is brought to you by our partners at Novant Health Orthopedics. Runners like you are always on the move. Twisted ankles and broken bones can't wait, and neither should you. Novant Health offers walk-in appointments and same-day care at select orthopedic clinics to help you get back on pace. Visit novanthealth.org/ortho now to learn more. Now, here are your hosts for the Running Around Charlotte podcast, Tim Rhodes and DC Lucchese.
In case you missed the big news, Run Charlotte and Recover Brands are teaming up starting this year to provide runners with event t-shirts, official merchandise, and more, with less of an environmental impact. Runners will see this partnership come to life with the first of our Run Charlotte events, the Novant Health Lucky Day 7K, then all the way through the Novant Health Charlotte Marathon. And that's just part of the story. Bill Johnston is the founder of Recover Brands, and he's our guest today on the Running Around Charlotte podcast. Bill, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Doing well, Tim. DC, it's great to be with you guys today. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We appreciate it. So before we go any further, for the couple of folks out there who don't know about Recover Brands, a local Charlotte company, right? Give them the intro.
Yeah, so Recover is a sustainable apparel company founded back in 2010. So we're in our 14th year of business, but we've been mission-driven since the very beginning, and that's to make the most environmentally friendly and socially responsible products possible. We've also always had a big educational component to our mission as well, and that's really to educate people to be better stewards of the environment. So we've been really focused on making apparel and gear out of completely sustainable materials. So we use 100% recycled fibers in all of our products. We also use some 100% certified organic fibers as well. But really the whole premise behind the brand is making things as responsibly as possible. So we think about where we make it, how we make it, and then who our customers are as well. So we really try to work with partners like Run Charlotte and Charlotte Marathon who believe in the shared mission and ultimately reach a larger audience. But it's all about making things responsibly.
And when you got that, and just so everybody knows, this show is going to be broadcast both on the Running Around Charlotte podcast platforms, but also on the Recover Brands platforms as well. So some of this may be redundant, but when you were selling shirts out of a back of a truck 14 years ago, did you think, hey man, this is going to be a real thing? Or was this just like, I'm just trying to do a thing until I figure out what the next thing is?
Yeah. So 14 years ago, things looked a lot different. It was definitely a novel concept. And fortunately for us, the concept has caught on. And I think we've certainly seen it, you know, every year that we've been in business, the general public is more in tune to sustainability and looking for more responsible options from the apparel and gear side of things. So we're definitely in a different spot today than we were in those early days. But kind of going back to those origin stories of when I first started the business, I was a pretty recent college grad, was selling shirts out of the back of my car, as you mentioned, DC. And, I think a lot of my friends and family probably thought I was crazy. They're, Bill, what's Bill doing? He's selling, trash t-shirts out of the back of his car. So it was kind of a joke with some friends, but I was really, hooked on the technology. And for me personally, my desire was to get into sustainability. I knew I wanted to do something in the sustainable field. And back in 2010, you think back to where the economy was at that time and the height of the recession. Mm-hmm. For me as an entrepreneur, I kind of started thinking more outside the box of how I could get into sustainability. And after I learned about the technology of using recycled textiles to make apparel, I was kind of hooked on it and have been, focused on utilizing that technology and really focused on building the brand as the platform to be, that educational vehicle, which I mentioned is such a key part of our mission. So I kind of combined that interest in the technology side of it, or textile technology side of it, along with a passion for outdoor sports and protecting the environment. And so that's kind of how the brand was born. But certainly those first few years, it was definitely an uphill battle, and folks were kind of like, wait, what are you guys doing? And then slowly, you know, people start seeing it more and more, and the idea kind of caught on. Yeah. So we've always kind of described it as like that light bulb moment for folks when they're like, oh, wow, that shirt is made from, you know, recycled plastic bottles or recycled cotton. Whether you're 8 years old or 80 years old, it's a concept that people can kind of understand. And so we've kind of used that storytelling and messaging to inspire people to learn more about our process and get more invested in the brand.
I mean, it's like at the time, I look back on this, I'm like, man, 14 years ago, I mean, outside of, you know, Patagonia, who else was really doing that? And you kept it super duper local. Yet at the beginning, if I remember correctly, the spinning and the manufacturing was being done in North Carolina, and you've since expanded that to, you know, to basically create fair trade in the garment production business. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so the technology originally was actually found in other textile applications, particularly carpets and upholstery. There were companies that were using, you know, repurposed waste in their supply chains. But the interesting part about it is they didn't tell the story or market it at all as recycled, because at that time, the customer perception was that recycled meant lesser quality. Yeah. And, you know, taking that concept, the whole idea was, well, we need to fine tune the process. We need to make finer count yarns, that the product has to be extremely, you know, comfortable, durable, and the quality is first and foremost. And so we really pushed the envelope on developing yarns from the same kind of technology that were 100% recycled and putting them into an apparel application. And so taking that and then building the product that we could, you know, then take to consumers was kind of the first step, right? Because people get 100% recycled shirt, the uphill battle that we faced at the beginning was, oh, it's 100% recycled, it must be, you know, itchy, scratchy, it's not going to last long. And so we were trying to, you know, show people, no, that's not the case. We actually can make a product out of 100% recycled materials that doesn't compromise the quality at all. In fact, it's actually, you know, better quality and will last longer. So that was a big part of this, you know, just consumer awareness around, hey, recycled doesn't mean, you know, lesser quality. It actually is nicer. So that was a big piece of it. And then I guess as we kind of developed and you know, got the product out to more folks, you know, people started to realize, yeah, there is something here. And we were able to put that technology into other products as well. So beyond just t-shirts, we started making, you know, performance wear, fleece products, socks, hats, and a number of different things. And kind of going back to the other part of your question of our supply chains, early on, a big focus was manufacturing right here in North Carolina, and it still is a huge part of our supply chain. So we describe our supply chains as a term that we coined called hyperlocal, which we actually trademarked. It's a term we use all the time. You'll see it in a lot of our marketing. And for us, what that means is we're just making product from raw material to finished product within a really tight radius. And what that does is it, you know, allows us to be really hands-on with our supply chain. We're close to all of our suppliers. And then we're also reducing our carbon footprint significantly by not shipping product, you know, back and forth across the world. So our North Carolina supply chain, for example, everything is made within a 250-mile radius of Charlotte. And so that's from the recycling center and raw material all the way to the cut and sew and finished product. And to illustrate that point, we made a cool video called the Hyperlocal Supply Cycle. And that actually, a group of us went out and we rode the whole supply chain by bike in one day. And that's just to showcase that hyper locality of things. But then, you know, more so in the last couple of years, we've expanded our production to a facility in Central America, actually in El Salvador. So that is also part of our hyper-local supply chain, because down there, we're actually able to make everything from raw material to finished product within a 10-mile radius. So everything is super hyper-local. And for us, that was a big expansion because it allowed us to start making more technical products. But we're still very much focused on domestic manufacturing here in, you know, the Carolinas, as well as Central America and El Salvador.
All right, Bill, I got to ask the obvious question. You're not just a guy with a history degree from Central State University. You got to have like an engineering degree from NC State with an MBA from Carolina. And like, how does a guy come, like I come out of college and I'm looking for somebody to tell me what to do. And Bill's trying to imagine all this. Like, how did you get into this? And what is really your background?
Yeah, so I did go to NC State, was in the College of Textiles, and studied textiles, and then was also in poli sci as well. So I was studying environmental policy is kind of what I was into. It was probably a unique combination of interest when I was in school, but I also grew up in Statesville, which is about 45 minutes north of Charlotte. My dad's in the textile industry, so I've kind of grown up around it. And I think I was subconsciously learning about textiles, you know, throughout my life. He owns and runs a knitting mill there. We actually work with them on some of our product as well. So that's always fun to be able to work with my dad on certain things.
That's cool, man.
I've grown up around it. And for me, when I was coming out of school, I graduated in May of 2008 from NC State.
Great time to graduate college, by the way.
Yeah. Well, so it was wild. You know, I graduated and immediately went to work for an outdoor adventure company. So I think it was like the day after graduation, I actually left and went to work for a company as a backpacking and mountaineering guide. So I was taking teenagers on, you know, wilderness trips. And for me, the environmental kind of outdoor sports is really what I was so excited about. And I think having that passion for protecting the places I love to go recreate and have fun, along with the background in textiles, kind of forged this whole idea of, you know, starting the brand. And I will say, a lot of it is probably the result of just the circumstances of where the economy was. You know, I think, jobs were sparse, and the fact that I knew I wanted to get into sustainability forced me to start thinking outside the box more and kind of got those entrepreneurial juices flowing. And I think that's really how things got started.
Yeah. So I used to watch Shark Tank a lot, but I never saw you on there. So did your dad help you? Did you bootstrap it? Did you like,
he was selling shirts out of the back of the car for crying out loud.
That doesn't that's not going to finance this whole thing, I guess.
Yeah. Well, so funny enough, my dad actually connected me with a good friend of his from the textile industry, and a guy named John Riddle, who, I started the business with, and he had been in the textile business for 30 years. But the funny part about the connection with John is that we initially connected over me buying a road bike from him. So I've always been a big, mountain biker, but, I was in the market to buy a road bike. Recent college grad, didn't have, you know, money to go buy a new bike. So my dad said, why don't you call John? He's a big cyclist. Long story short, I went and met with John in Hickory, North Carolina, which is where he lives, and ended up buying a road bike from him. We went out for a ride together that first day. I bought the bike. We kind of became good friends and through cycling. And I was explaining to him, you know, how I wanted to get into sustainability. He was, fired up on the kind of the passion behind it and was willing to put some money behind it and use his connections in the textile industry to help me find, you know, the mills to work with, how to take the product to market, that sort of thing. So that's sort of how we bootstrapped it together. But to be honest with you, we took a, you know, we had our initial investment in the business. Mine was, as a recent college grad, was not a whole lot. John fortunately was able
beer
to
money.
Will, yeah, exactly. John was willing to put some money behind it and believed in the idea and the concept. And we kind of bootstrapped it from there. We really grew the whole business off of cash flow. And then back in 2021, I guess, we brought on another investor, and that's how we got partnered up with the with our factory in El Salvador to really take the brand to another level and expand our operations.
So now you're not just taking things like plastic bottles and recycling them into shirts. You're actually taking used shirts and recycling them back into used shirts. Tell us a little bit about that and how that came to be.
Yeah, so our idea early on was to make the whole product line as circular as possible. And that basically means anything that we produce will not end up in the landfill at the end of its life. So we're only using fibers that are 100% recycled and then also 100% recyclable. So we have what we call our 360 closed loop program, where we actually take back post-consumer garments. So basically cotton and polyester fibers are the two fibers that we use there. But we're able to take back, you know, shirts from your drawer. If you wanted to clean out your old shirts, you can send them back to us. And we actually break the fibers down through a mechanical process and then spin it back into yarn and knit it into fabric and make a garment out of it. But really, our key ingredients for making product are recycled polyester. So that's basically recycled PET or post-consumer plastics. So essentially all the number ones that you put into your recycling bin. So think water bottles, Coke bottles, Gatorade bottles, that sort of thing, milk jugs. That polyester ingredient is key for us because we it actually gives strength to all the cotton fibers that we use. And the cotton fibers come from post-industrial waste and then post-consumer waste. So it's a combination of the two. And then we have everything in our line from 100% recycled PET. We have a 60-40 blend. We have a 50-50 blend. But everything we make is some sort of combination of those fibers. And what's really cool is like, we're able to, you know, produce those, but then we have a plan for the garment at the end of its life. So if you get tired of the shirt or you're ready to replace it, you can send it back to us and it'll stay in that circular supply chain.
And that's one of the things I think that excites us most about this partnership with Run Charlotte and the Charlotte Marathon and Recover Brands is that along with providing the participants in all these events with some awesome gear and official merchandise, we're also going to be employing some of these tactics, just like you talked. We're going to have some opportunities over the course of the year for folks to bring in their old event shirts that fit the bill so we can turn them into something new. We're going to be partnering on, you guys are going to be helping us promote a plogging event that we're doing along with the City of Charlotte and the Charlotte Running Club, where we're going to be picking up, if you don't know what plogging is, we're going to be picking up trash in a casual run, jog, walk type format along parts of the marathon course. So it's really going to be a year-round partnership that goes toward our shared missions to make the community more awesome and, you know, have events that are sustainable, because we know the things that we do create a wake behind them, right? So it's like, how can we do other things to offset those? And I think that's just a fascinating and fantastic part of this partnership that is really going to pay benefits, not just only for the people who are participating in our races, in our events, but also who are just, well, who just are just living in this community along with us. I think that's great, man.
No doubt. And we're so excited for the partnership too, because, you know, with Run Charlotte and you guys having events throughout the year, there's such a great opportunity for us to engage with the community throughout the year. And, you know, being able to set up at some of the smaller races and then having a really large activation at the marathon and at the expo and inviting people to participate in this circular economy. And then, of course, the participant shirts that they'll be getting are, you know, 100% recycled as well. And so for us, it's such a great way to create more awareness around what we're trying to do to promote a circular economy, and then partnering with like-minded organizations that are doing good in the community and really working together. So we couldn't be more excited to make a big impact with you guys and all these great events ahead. And not to mention, you know, we're avid runners, and we love being outside too. So it's a great way for us to, you know, be engaged with the local running community. And, you know, you guys put on, you know, world-class events, right here in our backyard. So we're really excited to be at the events and then also to participate in them as well.
Love it. We are looking forward to it too. Bill, thanks so much for taking the time, brother.
Bill, thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. And we'll see you soon. We've got some exciting events coming up in the coming months. So and, as well as a nice online store launching soon.
I know. Right. So stay tuned for that. And if we don't see you at the events there, like you said, soon, then like I said, the online store and the official merch is coming, and those opportunities to, like I said, up or recycle your existing product, and some really opportunities to take some hands-on cleaning up around here through some of these community events with the running clubs and all that stuff. I'm looking forward to it, Bill. It's going to be great. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Bill.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
The Running Around Charlotte podcast is presented by the Novon Health Charlotte Marathon. Running Around Charlotte is produced in partnership with Well Run Media and Marketing. New episodes are available every week, anywhere you listen to podcasts.